there's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I am so excited. There's something new that's going to be in Hastings, and we have taken a little pause for a couple of years, but now it's back. Guess what? Musical theater is back. Community theater. Black Dirt Theater is putting on a summer musical called Newsies, and we are going to get the skinny from Ryan McCoy, who is the musical director and conductor of this production. He's also a board member. He's the board secretary, which I thought that was someone that like filed their nails when their boss was busy, but apparently it's something else. And you know who's here? Robin Stark. She is the real deal, always has been. She's the artistic director, one of the founders of Black Dirt Theater. She's also the co-director of Newsies. And we're joined by Holden, who is not going to say much, it doesn't look like. Anyway, we want to say welcome to both of you. Robin, can we start with you? I haven't seen you forever. How are things?
Things are great now that we're doing theater once
no
again.
No kidding. So what's it like to be the artistic director of a theater company with no opportunities to perform?
It's terrible. It was 2 years of no theater. First time I hadn't done a theater thing since I was 15.
Okay, I never even thought about it in those terms.
Yeah, I always did theater in the summertime. Always. Whether being a kid in Dave Patrich's summer theater class.
Right.
Or
Are you too young for Soap Suds in the Park?
Oh, no. That? I did Soap Suds in the Park, honey. That was just naughtiness unsupervised.
Oh, my gosh.
Of theatrical fun.
No kidding. I'm having flashbacks to Soap Suds in the Park.
Roadside Park, and a big wind comes.
Totally.
And blows our tent and our set down, and we put it all back together.
And by set, she meant a sheet.
A sheet.
With like
with a pirate ship drawn on it.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Singing, curtain up, light the lights. We got nothing to hit but the heights. It's Soap Suds in the Park.
Oh my gosh, I can't stand it. So you have finally come back now for your musical theater. For people that don't know, Black Dirt Theater has been around for how long? And can you give us a little background, please?
Yeah, we've been around for 12 years. We were going to celebrate our 10-year anniversary, and then
COVID
the pandemic hit. So that kind
don't take it personally.
I won't. So all those fun things kind of got tabled for 2 years. So 12 years since Andy, Mandy, and Libby and I decided to do Oklahoma.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we're so excited.
Oklahoma kicked it off, and you always do something in the summertime, is that correct, that is a little bit bigger than usual?
Right.
Where you can really involve more people in the community. And I know that this show is no different. It's called Newsies. Ryan, let's talk to you about it. So as the musical director, it's a musical.
It sure is.
And you also are the conductor. So talk about that, please. Do you have a nice band that is behind you?
Yeah, actually, we had our Zitz Probe last night with the cast. So
what does that mean, please?
We had everybody come in.
I kind of knew.
All the
cast
and all the pit. Call it a pit. It sounds terrible. It's just pit orchestra.
Yeah, but you are in a pit. I mean,
well, usually, yeah.
And it's hot. Are you not this time?
We're on stage this time in the very back. So
you know what? I think
you'll see me flapping my arms back.
Well, I think it'll be cooler though. Good gravy. When you're in that dungeon at the high school, let's get that out of the way. This show is going to be at the middle school because something's going on at the high school. What's going on?
They're recarpeting and they're putting in their sprinkler systems and just, you know, zhuzhing it up for for fun's sake and make everybody comfortable. But that means we get to use the awesome space that we have available to us at the Hastings Middle School. Best theater in a middle school ever.
No, it really is. And I think about how lucky we are to have two such great spaces in one little town.
We have some actors who've been around in other theaters from other communities in our show, and they walked into that space and they're like, oh, this is a middle school auditorium?
Right.
And we're like, no, this is a community auditorium because this community values the arts, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, since, what, 76 when that was built? And it has new upholstered seats. So you don't have 70s
sure
mustard, orange, and yellow. It's blue seats, and they're comfy.
Is it Raider Blue?
Oh, yeah. Comfy,
I love it.
Comfy seats.
Well, good. Well, this will be fun. So the show is going to be on July 29th through the 31st, and then again the following weekend, August 3rd through the 6th. Ryan, can you tell us the different times of the show, please?
So our evening performances are at 7 p.m., and that's the 29th and the 30th, and then August 3, 4, 5. And then we have 2 p.m. matinees on July 31st, which is Sunday, and August 6th, which is Saturday.
Tickets are available now, aren't they, online?
They sure are, yeah. If you head to our website, blackdirttheater.com, it's the first thing you see when you pop it up.
Ryan, what are some songs that we will know from Newsies?
Yeah, I think the biggest one people think of is the Seize the Day.
You're a singer, come on.
Now is the time to seize the day. That one.
Yes, beautiful.
There's King of New York, which is a big rousing dance and tap number.
We have amazing tap choreographer for us that has taught 32 Newsies how to tap those toes on tables. Dancing on tables. We built
dancing
special
tables.
Tables.
Jumping, doing tricks. Yeah, yeah. It's exciting. It's and they're singing it so well. They're
beautifully.
Such great singers.
Yeah, really good
So
singers.
Are they having to tap and sing at the same time? That seems too much.
They do
like
the heavy lifting during the dance breaks. But there's, you know, I still move. I don't think there's any jumping off of tables while they're singing. Just one thing too many.
When you said 32 people, will I know these 32 people? Because that's sort of the fun of community theater is, hey, that guy's my realtor.
Well, those are just the Newsies. That's the 27 and under bunch.
Our full cast is about 70 people.
Yeah, on stage. Woohoo, having fun. From 8 years old to 70-something years old is our cast. Mm-hmm. Community as always, you know. We do our best to find roles for everybody.
I mean, I know that's something that has become your mission always, and you lift people up. What does theater do to young people?
Well, I think no matter what age, it gives you this opportunity to just be a part of something and to be able to be who you are and to be accepted for who you are. And so in our cast, we, you know, the different ages mix with each other a little bit here and there and giggle with each other a little bit here and there, and they awe at each other's talents. When our nuns, there's some nuns in Newsies, and when our ladies are singing, the Newsies just listen to their beautiful song that they sing, and it's really quite fun. And then when there's other people out and about being, I gotta throw comedy whenever I can. So I've taken some of the older gentlemen in the show and created physical comedy routines.
Excellent.
Like, you know, somebody falls over somebody's knee and then
so memes tussles. Come to life.
Well, I look at it as Buster Keaton movies, but if you want to be in the early, in present day time now, yep, it's the memes coming to life. Thanks for bringing me into the future.
Oh, Robin, this is going to be so great. The show is called Newsies, and it was actually, wasn't it a Disney movie 100 years ago?
It was.
Is that how it came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it starred Christian Bale in the 90s, and it wasn't classified as a musical, but there was music in it.
Okay.
And there was dancing. And
so is in this musical version, is there more music?
Yes, much more.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's fun because in our middle school, for the longest time, they showed the movie Newsies when they studied that era in history. 1899 is when the real Newsies strike happened that this story is written after.
Right.
And so when they started talking about child labor laws in the 1900s and the strikes that were happening in the 1900s, one of the ways to connect with your social studies and history learning was in the English classes, they talked about the structure of plot and rising action and falling action and protagonists and antagonists using the movie Newsies. And so it's just one of the ways that our great educators at our schools, you know, tie things in and keep things relevant. And so there are many people who auditioned for the show. We had 200 audition for the show.
Oh.
And they were like, I love this movie when I was in high school. And now in their 30s, because it's a 30-year-old movie. That was put into a Broadway show in 2010. Yeah, 2010. Yeah.
So the story is basically the same. They've changed some characters and added a little bit more.
Tell us the story, Ryan.
So it starts off with Jack Kelly, who is our main
what
guy.
What a strong Irish name.
Jack Kelly. And really it's just about how they're treated by the big business of the time. The Joe Pulitzer owns the world, and that's, you know,
The big newspaper
guy. The big newspaper
guy.
Of the time, yeah. And they decided to jack the price up for the newsies.
You know, so explain who a newsie is.
So newsie is the newsboys and girls who are out, you know, selling papers on the street.
Kind of the middleman.
Well, yeah. the
bottom of the pole.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they're surviving on, you know, 10, 20, 50 cents a week. And he takes some of that money from them. They can't survive. And so they decide to, you know, that enough's enough. We're going to strike.
And this is a real thing. I mean, like you said, Robin, this really was our
there
country
back then.
There
was an 1819 strike from the newsboys back in the day. And that strike is one of the first strikes that started the awareness of child labor in factories in New York City and things like that. So.
And eventually in the show, they decide that, you know, it's not enough just to strike for them. And that's where they bring in the rest of the kids of New York City. And that's how the strike gets so big.
How fun.
Yeah, it is good.
So really 70 good. People on stage, besides the curtain caller, are they ever on stage all together?
Oh, yeah. We have a city street on stage. And so they're in the back streets and, you know, coming out in front and...
Yep, and we have a big finale number, and so yeah, you'll see them all at certain points.
You see them at the beginning, so everybody's on stage at the beginning of the show, except for like two or three people, and then you see them at the end. It's fun.
I bet it is. And what has it been like for you to be able to participate in theater yet again?
You know what's great for me is that we have new choreographers, and they're awesome, that we've brought in, and our kids have been able to pick up on the really hard choreography. They're like, ooh, this is hard. Zach Filkins, who's been with us from every show and has been a leader of our improv team, he was like, ooh, this dancing is kicking my butt. But he loves it, you know, because it's fun to be challenged that way. And so we get to give a challenge, you know, to people. And then also, too, I love being able to see people take leadership roles in... Half of the cast is from out of town.
Yeah, and it's remarkable.
Yeah.
We asked them the other night, you know, how many people from out of town, and the number of hands that went up, it was awesome.
Yeah. So there's talent abounding. And mostly a fun time had by all. And I think the audience will enjoy just the camaraderie that the newsies have with each other. And there's a little romantic thing in there.
I'm in.
A young lady, Miss Pulitzer, is incognito, and she does the newspaper. They've taken from the movie, there was a guy who was a newspaper writer and newsman, and they've turned it into a female and made her Pulitzer's daughter. So there's this little twist in there.
She is our Jack Kelly's love interest.
Yes.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. And are you going to do anything wacky? Like, remember the one show, was it Joseph, where you had seating on stage?
Oh, no. Not that wacky. But,
Ryan, do you know this story?
I was my first time music directing with Black Dirt. It sure was.
So I thought, I went almost every night to the show, every night that you had it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to sit on stage. It was a night I went with my husband. He was like, what is happening? And he was talking like this through his lips so that he's like, why are we on the stage? I said, I guess I thought these were going to be great seats. I hate you.
No, nothing like that.
So fun, though.
However, there will be some guest appearances. We have to have some thugs.
You always have fun within your show.
So I'm hoping we get a couple of guest appearances.
Some
you
thugs.
You could so even join us if you can break the strike. Or try and break the strike.
Oh, I am more of a thug than you would realize.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
You have to come after young newsboys and girls.
It's just basically...
No, thank you, little friends. No. Oh, let's not, little lovey. No, thank you.
You get to chase them up the aisles of the auditorium.
How fun. I can't wait for this show. It's going to be great.
And Holden is a set painter. He painted the entire scaffolding gray with me last Friday.
Wow.
And now we're going to go up to the second story today of the scaffolding and paint the rest of it gray.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a safety harness, I hope?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Course. It sounds very exciting. Holden, it sounds fun. Do you want to tell me about it?
You want to talk about it? No.
No, I guess not. That's okay. So let's get back to the show itself. How many songs are in it?
Well, There are 23...
I mean, is it like an Elvis movie where you just break out in song?
No, actually, I have the number in my head from last night, but there are 23 musical songs. I think Mary Poppins, we did a couple years ago, is one of the only ones that has more.
Okay.
And here's the thing. It's like there's music throughout as they are saying their lines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
And so they have to, like, time their lines. Because the music just keeps playing
and
practically
this,
throughout the whole thing.
And this show, it's different than other musicals where you like you may have a lead cast who has a lot of different songs.
Yes.
And this one, we have like 30 people singing all the time. Okay. And that newsy group is always on stage, always singing, always dancing.
We had cast.
They're getting their workout in.
Yeah, they are.
Getting their steps in.
They
and are. Those are primarily the young people is what you're saying?
27 to 8.
27 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aww. 8 years old. They're fun. You know what's really cool is that, you know, we had 12 main newsies.
Yes.
And almost I said at the first rehearsal, I said, anybody who wants to, like, come 5 days a week and just be on stage all the time,
yeah,
we're going to just all be all newsies instead of newsies chorus. And every single one of them has come to all 5 days of rehearsal, danced their toes off, and sung their best voices, because we have great singers coming out of our middle school and high school here. And so some of them are still in high school. Several of them are in college. And it's a great way for them to come back and get into theater again and to use those singing voices again. So it's just wonderful. And Ryan is really an amazing musical director. He teaches them how to take care of your instrument, which is your body and your voice, and how to project and articulate and sing those songs with energy and passion. They are very fortunate, any of them that are studying music, to have had the tutelage of him as their musical director.
Well, this is what you do for a living, isn't it? Talk about it.
Yeah, music. Teacher. I'm feeling flustered here.
How pretty. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I've been in, well, you've known me since.
Since you were Holden's age.
I think about 10.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been singing since little, and I am a choral music teacher, and, you know, I have worked with kids, and I, you know, teach over at Blessings Academy, and yeah, that's what I like doing.
Excellent. Well, we have an opportunity to do what we all like doing, and that is go to a Black Dirt Theater production. And this sounds like a great production to get back into the summer months. Black Dirt Theater is putting on the musical Newsies, and it's going to be July 29th, 30th, 31st, August 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Ryan, would you tell us the times of day again, please? Mm-hmm.
So it is July 29th and 30th at 7 p.m., July 31st at 2 p.m., and then August 3, 4, 5 at 7 p.m., and August 6th at 2 p.m.
Could you have any more last thoughts? Does anyone have any last thoughts? Holden, I can't have a whole interview without you. And you
don't want to say goodbye.
Nope,
I'm
Holden
too shy.
Hates me.
I want to be backstage painting. Don't talk to me. Don't put me in front of a microphone. That's okay. There's a place for everybody.
There is a place for everyone. And that's what you've always said about musical theater. And I'm going to pay you a compliment, Robin. You lift people up in a way that really is life-altering, I know, for a lot of people. So thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do, Ryan.
Thank you.
What a great show this is going to be, and we all can't wait. I have a smile just thinking about it. I can't wait. Don't miss Newsies. It's at the Hastings Middle School, and you can learn more and get tickets at blackdirttheater.com. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. Our guests today, Ryan McCoy, Robin Starch, and the very elusive Holden. And this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA. In Hastings.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow.